Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The debate overall was pretty messy, chaotic. There were hand-waving. It was really loud. It seemed like that Will Ferrell character who couldn't control the tone and pitch of his voice when he's talking.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Cassie Smedley joining us now from the RNC. You know, Cassie, when you get compared to a Will Ferrell movie for your presidential debate, that is never, ever a good sign.
Things are not going well. Right? I mean, it seemed like the only thing people could talk about the debate was how chaotic it all seemed. Forget the policy proposals or the cost or what they were actually arguing over. If you looked across every response on every channel last night, the word everybody used was chaos. And that seems to be a pretty good word and analogy for the Democrat Party as a whole right now.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an article in Politico this morning. The headline is, "This was not a great night for the Democratic Party." And they went through and they took quotes from 15 different experts, insiders, and activists, and they all kind of reached the same conclusion. This was not what the Democratic Party needed out of this final debate. And if this is all they're going to get, they should probably just stop debating now because the candidates are hurting themselves more than they're helping the Democratic Party.
You know, I agree with that, except that we're certainly reaping the benefit from that over with Trump and Republicans. Every time they get on the stage, Americans are going, enough, turn it off. This isn't good. None of those people look like a leader. I was just watching Senator Tim Scott's interview on Fox and Friends, and I didn't realize this, but, you know, this was Joe Biden's to lose. South Carolina was going to be Joe Biden's moment. His lead had been at one point over 30 points, and now it's looking at, on its best moment, about 4 points. So that tells you that people aren't happy with Joe Biden, but I don't know who they're happy with. There's no clear front runner in this race and no one who seems to really be emerging. I mean, you can say Bernie, but even still, that's certainly not what the party wants. So it's, like you said, chaos. But the problem is that underneath all of that chaos are some really horrific policy proposals. So anyone that you might take a chance on could be really devastating for our country.
You know, I think Joe Biden, to be as honest as I can, I think Joe Biden had his strongest debate last night. He seemed a little angry at times, but he was forceful in his answers. He seemed more focused than he's been in the past. But I don't know if it's enough to overcome what he's been doing on the campaign trail. Play cut to 35 for me, Tricia, please.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that, you know, I was saying earlier, sometimes when you speak for 4 hours at a time, as I do every morning, sometimes your brain gets a little ahead of the words coming out of your mouth, but somebody will normally correct you on it. Joe Biden continued that speech and never went back and realized he'd ever even said the wrong race.
Mm-hmm. And you have to go back and say, gosh, did he do it again? You know, you see these little blips. And you think maybe that's an old cut. Or did you hear the other one that he's been claiming now, that he was arrested on his way to meet Nelson Mandela and that Mandela thanked him for being arrested? And the Washington Post gave that four Pinocchios and say there's absolutely no evidence that this ever happened. Why would he continue to make these lies and gas at best, knowing that there's the ability to find them out. They're saying that this is really Joe Biden's moment, like Hillary Clinton saying she came under fire when she was trying to get on the helicopter. But I don't even think it matters. He's doing so poorly and is so mixed up and confused and really comes off angry when he is saying anything in the debates. That I don't even think these lies are what's going to sink him. I think he's already at the bottom of the ocean.
The CBS News moderators completely lost control. At some point, I would have told the control room, do me a favor, cut all the mics until I regain control of this. There was one point where all seven candidates were yelling at each other, and you couldn't make heads or tails out of any of it.
Yeah, and again, it's really unfortunate because to the extent that people do tune in, they are folks who are likely trying to figure out what they need to know from the candidates, and they're not able to get that. And what they need to know is that these candidates are all espousing multi-trillion-dollar policies that would turn our country backwards, but you can't hear that. You just see that they're fighting. You hear that there's chaos. I agree with you on the moderator front. If they're going to host these debates, they either need to figure out a different format. Because this is the second time. I mean, this happened last week as well, when you just felt like, are the moderators even there? They're just yelling back and forth at each other. So if we're going to continue to have these debates, I'm with you. We need to figure something else out. And if that's cutting microphones, so be it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Cassie, one last bite here from Mike Bloomberg, who endorsed President Trump's military spending last night. Go to cut 16, please.
Things that I've seen recently convinced me that the military today is better prepared than they've been in an awful long time.
Hey, who's responsible for that, Mike? Donald Trump.
Well, that's it, is that he doesn't quite go that far as to noting that. But anytime Mike Bloomberg, I think if he's trying to appear as some moderate, he's not. He's just reminding people why we shouldn't do any of them and just keep going for Donald Trump. And I think that's the takeaway from all of this, is you don't need this nonsense. There's one way to stop all this chaos, and that's don't vote for any of the people on that stage, and let's keep our good thing going, this great American comeback going, you know, like President Trump.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the president gets back from India, which was a bit of a whirlwind tour. Maybe didn't come back with the trade agreement he wanted, but there's no way you can look at that trip as anything but a success.
Certainly. And they said that they made progress on the trade agreement. He suspected that it wouldn't happen on this trip, but to get the sales with the military helicopters and to just cement that this is a strong relationship between these two democracies. It was a tall tale sign to China to say, listen, we've got a good thing going over here with India. You guys better get in gear or else we'll continue to work with these good allies and friends. But it was a good trip. It was great to see the president on the world stage in front of a country that is appreciative of what he's doing here at home and abroad. And, you know, you talk about a whirlwind trip, the man doesn't stop. He's going to get off the plane and be right in South Carolina doing a rally. And that's the kind of, I guess you can say, stamina that we need in our country that has brought the results that we're seeing. And you're definitely not going to get that from any of those Democrats on stage.
Boy, that's the truth. I tell you what, Cassie, we always appreciate your input on the mornings. And people can follow you at CM Smedley on Twitter. We'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.